And we're in trouble.
Life, health, home, travel, and more. Life Matters, brought to you by Mercy Health, a passion for making lives better. Braden Dental, two generations of dental care, downtown Lake Geneva.
Is the laugh button working?
Good, all right, here we go. In three, two, one.
Life Matters is on your radio, Lake 96.1.
Good morning.
Good morning and happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day to you.
Thanks. Thank you.
I sound different?
You do sound different. And you look
I'm
different
not on the
because
phone.
You're not on the phone. Oh, yeah. We're in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's good. It's
well,
great.
Well, you know, we're over it. We're done.
We sanitized.
We've been sanitizing.
Yes, we are. I know. I feel as if everybody's like walking around in fumes.
I know. Well, we need to stop doing that. We're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk about a lot of things. We actually don't have a guest today. The reason why is because all of our really good guests are going to come on next week.
Everybody was busy for Mom's Day, doing Zoom videos, Facebook Live, all of those things. Drive-bys.
I have news for you. A lot more people are getting together than probably what you think.
Really?
I think so.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Yeah. So next week, we are going to do a series of podcasts, actually. Mm-hmm. We're going to debut them Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We will give you more details about that kind of toward the end of the show here. But
that's exciting.
It is exciting. We're going to talk about three things, potentially four, because the more I think about it, the more... I don't know. There's just more information, and there's another aspect of this. So... But we're doing a three-part series on you know, the local and immediate crisis. And we're going to talk about the immune system. Basically, this came from me posting on Facebook the other day that I have figured out that people do not understand a couple of things that are very, very important to their lives. One of them is their immune system.
Mm-hmm.
And another one is the Constitution and Bill of Rights.
Mm-hmm. Two very different things
that
we're going to be covering.
Right. But the third thing that I thought of after I made that post was they also don't understand the economy. And so we're going to add that to it. So
okay.
We're going to talk about, in one segment, we're going to talk about the immune system. In another segment, we're going to talk about the Constitution and what your rights are and what your rights are not and what the Constitution provides or protects you for or from.
Perfect.
We're going to talk with Jan Sheridan, by the way, who's a constitutional expert.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, he is.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then we're going to talk about the local economy and the reason why the math says continuing to wait and all of this will bring far more negative numbers than we can overcome.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to talk to experts in this field. The fourth one that I'm really thinking that might need to be another plan next mm-hmm. week would possibly be law enforcement.
I think that's a great idea.
Right. They're in a horrible position right now.
Right.
And so I think that we're going to reach out and potentially talk to some law enforcement officers/experts and
See if we can
make things easier for them mm-hmm. and easier for other people to understand because their job's hard
right.
enough already.
Well, talk about walking a fine line
right.
with what they do anyway.
Right.
I mean, it's obviously the law is the law and they uphold the law. But in something like this, it's going to be interesting to hear what they have to say mm-hmm. about social distancing and groups of people and everything like that. So
right.
can't wait.
Right. And what they can and cannot do.
Right.
I mean, it all relates
yeah.
back to the Constitution, what your rights are. Because and in the next segment today, we're going to go into a little bit of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what it all does? Kind of revolve around what you're seeing and reading and hearing from people and what the opinions that they've developed
mm-hmm.
and whether or not, you know, those depend. You cannot develop these opinions and you cannot operate with a 2 or 3 week outlook on this situation at this point. We have to look much farther into the future, especially the situation that our area is in with the amount of tourism that we do. You know, we have a very short window of opportunity
exactly.
in this area.
Right.
And so we cannot chop away at more of our window than we already have.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to figure this out.
Well,
but there's also some common sense that plays into this
mm-hmm.
that we have completely lost our minds. There are some parts of this we have completely lost our minds.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to talk a little bit about some of the things, some of the things that have come up and opinions that we've seen and things like that. We've been doing nothing but gathering, or I've been doing nothing but gathering information for a couple weeks on this, knowing that we were going to come back with this show.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to kind of see where we go with this. But then, like I said, next week on our Facebook page and website, we will have these podcasts where we talk with some experts and about some very specific things. And like I said, they're going to be your immune system, the Constitution, and the economy for sure.
Good.
And you'll learn some things, definitely.
Great.
Absolutely.
You
absolutely.
Have been busy. I see that you have a full notebook of pages.
I know that scares you, doesn't it?
It does scare me because really, we haven't talked. Really, I haven't talked to you. I mean, I haven't seen you in person for some time. Mm-hmm. And then you walk in with all of these notes. I'm like, whoa, okay.
How many shows
right.
are
like,
we
what,
doing?
Yeah.
Right. Right.
But it's needed. It's good. I'm glad.
I'm glad.
I'm ready to get this country back, in my opinion, going again, get businesses open, and get our lives back the way that they should be.
Right.
And move forward.
Well, you know me. I like to talk about things that make people send me emails saying that I am clueless.
You
know,
oh.
I love that.
Do you have some of those today?
I probably will.
Oh, my.
After the day.
Do you get mine? Because I...
Everybody loves
either
you.
Either that or no. Mine is
everybody,
probably.
No, everybody
like, you
loves
know what?
You. You're all cheerful.
You know, I don't check my junk mail. Like, there's probably a lot of spam, a lot of that mail
no,
in my junk
trust
mail.
Trust me, it comes directly to your inbox. No. No, you're all cheerful and happy. And even if they don't like what you say, they like you. A lot
I
of people send
you.
Me things that, and they're like, where in the world did you... Well, or why did you say this? Because it's my opinion, and
mm-hmm.
I tell you that every single show.
Yeah.
This
isn't the opinions
proclaiming to be an expert. Right. I'm saying this is what my instinct
mm-hmm.
says, or my common sense, or my experience. I'm trying to relate it or let people know that you're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we talk about stories from our own lives, we're just
right.
trying to make people understand that, you know, other people can sympathize and empathize with you. And so,
yeah,
I don't know, but
no, I get it. And other people should get that as well. But
people sometimes also don't get my sense of humor.
Sorry about that, everybody. But you kind of do. I mean, it's
I wish my husband would stop emailing me. That's the one that gets me.
Wait, what?
No, I'm just
what?
Kidding. He won't even listen to the show. He's afraid.
I thought you meant that he was emailing you from your other house.
Well, we're going to talk about that situation.
Oh, good, because I need an update. I don't know your living situation.
It hasn't changed.
It hasn't, but
yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back and talk about, all that kind of stuff. How has your life changed
mm-hmm.
during
oh, boy.
The shutdown?
Oh, boy.
Uh-huh.
Everybody's
right.
has changed.
That's right. That's
Ugh.
Right. So we'll talk a little bit about that next. Coming up right here on Lake 96.1.
Life Matters continues on Lake 96.1.
There are so many, like, what the hell things going on right now.
I know. And the more I think about it, I'm mad. Like, I just got really angry from the last time, from in between
two
the commercials.
Minutes, man.
And I am mad. Like, this is ridiculous, and I'm angry.
You've been spending too much time alone.
I have been spending too much time alone. You know mm-hmm. how bad it is? I was texting Larry at work this last week, and it was after Courtney had left, so I was alone, and I was just going to text him just a question mark, and I was looking for an emoji for a question mark. And I was like, seriously, I was like, oh my gosh, get
Listen,
a grip, Melody.
Emojis
honestly.
And
what the heck?
And people can't even say words anymore.
No.
Like, they're too lazy to say words anymore.
Everybody like, is shortening it up.
Like kids. They don't, you know, LOL and mm-hmm. IDK and whatever
JK.
Else they do. You
Sash.
Know, do you know what FNAF is?
No. What is FNAF?
FNAF.
FNAF?
Uh-huh.
FNAF?
FNAF.
I don't know. What is it?
Apparently, it's a video game. It's called Five Nights at Freddy's. They don't even call it Five Nights at Freddy's. They don't even shorten it to like Five Nights. It's FNAF.
FNAF.
You can't even say a whole word anymore.
Mm-mm, not at all. Mm-hmm. What is this video game, I wonder?
I don't know.
No, I'm not a gamer. Don't want to be. So, sorry. I'm not going to be checking out FNAF.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Well, if I think about it, Five Nights at, what is it? Five Nights at Freddy's?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I'm just saying.
I don't know. Yeah.
Don't
well,
go
no,
that.
I don't think you're
Don't go on the
around.
Video game tangent. Oh,
I
God.
Don't think you're playing a game that the kids are playing. FNAF.
FNAF.
I don't know.
You don't want to know what games I play. You would die
what games,
laughing.
I know what games you play.
I love Bingo. Oh, yeah.
I do,
words
too. But I only want to play it in person. Do you
oh,
play
yeah.
It
I
online?
Love Bingo. I'm going to be one of those old ladies with all the things and
yes.
the dabber where she's just
the dob.
Like, you know.
It's dauber.
Dauber, whatever.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I'm going to be one of those things. Yeah. And
bag.
My trolls all set out in front of me for good luck.
Yep.
That's me.
I want to go with
in
you.
About, probably in about 6 months.
I can't wait.
Things keep going the way they're going.
I don't know. I might be just put away. No one will ever let me out because I'm so mad.
What are you mad about?
Hold on a second, though. Let's
Do
go back to
know?
Bingo. Do I even know? I'm just so happy to see you. You won't let me hug you. I can't, like, hug Courtney anymore.
I can't even barely hug my husband
anymore. Like, I don't, you know, like, his hair is so long.
Listen.
I'm going to start braiding it.
Listen, I saw that hair, and at first I said, you look like a 70s pimp or something. I'm not sure. Like, something is wrong. But the more I think about it, I think it's really, really distinguished.
He's actually going to keep it longer. I did tell him before this started he just needs to grow his hair out. And so he is, but he's growing it out because he can't go get it cut. And I have to show you this because we haven't seen, and I know I'm just going to show you a text, but this is what he sent me the other morning during the morning show.
Oh, no.
yeah, this is, that's sexy. That's hot. That is great.
And
this was, that was
use...
the day before.
That's not even
it's really
him.
Distinguished.
Okay. I take everything back I said about it being distinguished. He looks like a serial killer
yes, he does.
I really think that he should not be so angry.
Yeah.
Is that why you're angry?
That's my fave.
Yeah, that's good. Just the top, just the forehead.
Just
and But I do. I've decided after I thought about it that I liked it. It bothered me at first because I had never, ever seen him.
No, he's always had
with hair.
Like with hair
that's longer than a quarter inch long.
He told me this week that he's like, yeah, I think I'm going to keep it this, you know, a little bit longer because it doesn't really show that how bald he is.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, great, go for it. Because I think it looks better that way anyway.
I love it.
But anyway, how's Ty doing? Is he getting his hair? Like, what's going on with his
hair? So.
Oh, you do?
I've cut his hair for a long time.
Oh, geez.
It's not that tough. Bowl.
Oh, well, I'm not doing Larry's. Yeah, he asked me to. I'm like, no.
I'm just kidding. I don't put a bowl on my husband's
head.
Well,
I think I missed that part. I think you should.
No.
And just
see
how it is.
His hair's curly like mine. And so you can't... You can't
mess it up, or was that what you're trying to say?
Well, no, you can't let it go because he gets wings.
Yeah.
Like it just, yeah. So it's either got to be short or he's got to grow it out really long. And, you know, he's far too ancient to grow it out. So
I think he should. I just think that he should during this whole.
He looks so much older. He did for a while. Like, I've only cut it one time during this whole process.
Mm-hmm.
And no, he looks so much older. He looks so much younger when it's short.
When it's short.
And cut. Yeah. So.
Yeah, well,
I mean, he is substantially older than me, so.
Well, obviously.
He's 4 years older.
I mean, like, I can tell. I know that. That is substantial.
I always tell him.
That is substantial.
You're substantially older than me.
Yeah.
Like, he's a senior citizen.
So is Larry.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's not 60. He's not in his 60s, don't get
no,
me wrong.
No, I know.
But when AARP sent him his stuff, boy, he was... Now he's loving it. He's like, where's my AA? Where's
Isn't
my senior discount? Yeah, he wants to go to the stores the hour earlier so that he
you
can.
You know what?
He's like, AARP says I'm a senior. And I'm like, no.
I'm going to be doing
that. There's
nothing
wrong with you.
I'm going to be doing that, though. When I get mine, like, I feel like that I deserve that. I own it. I'm going to own it. I'm going to be walking in there. I'm like, yeah, I just can't wait to walk in to a store. I cannot wait to walk into a store.
Listen.
And spend my money.
We have to get this. We have to get this part of our state reopened.
We do.
I mean, when the whole state needs to be reopened. The fact that there are people in northern Wisconsin, I know.
Right. No, I believe you. Like,
we're
I'm
making
doing
hand
the same
gestures.
Thing. Like, north.
That have had zero
Nothing.
Cases. And you've shut,
awesome.
You know, the governor has shut them down, too.
Right.
That is inexcusable.
It
I mean,
really
it is.
Is.
There is no excuse for, for what they are having to endure.
Right.
For nothing. For
right.
nothing.
I mean, yeah. Since there have been no cases, they should have been reopened
yeah.
a long time ago.
Yeah.
I mean, we've all been doing our part, flattened the curve, made sure that the hospitals weren't overloaded, and they never were here.
No.
And more people tested negative on Thursday, I think it was this week, than positive.
Mm-hmm.
And they couldn't explain that, but we're still closed. We're still closed.
You know, my thing is that we are all adults, okay? And while we appreciate the government's guidance, there's never, ever, ever going to be a one size fits all anything for every single community.
Mm-hmm.
This is why we have individual school boards. This is why we have individual government leadership. And when I say leadership, I mean representation. You're not the boss.
Mm-hmm.
You represent. You do not tell us what to do. This is why we are locally controlled, is because even what's good for Elkhorn isn't good for Lake Geneva.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can't have this one size fits all plan, and you can't even industry to industry have that. And we are all adults, and we are all smart enough to make our own decisions and go out and or not go out, depending on our own personal immune system, our own personal health, and our own personal preferences.
Right.
And so that's the problem, is that people are being shamed for standing there saying, hey, I'm about to go bankrupt. I'm going to lose my house. I'm going to lose my business. I have to open back up. And then the police are put in a horrible situation
right.
because they have to go tell this person, you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and they don't want to be in that position.
No.
They have way better things to do than go to the park and get the kids to stop skateboarding
mm-hmm.
or like up in Appleton. Okay, you saw that video of the police officer telling the boys that were practicing baseball that they had to go home and they were...
No, I didn't see the video. What happened?
Well, they were practicing baseball.
I mean,
they had baseball practice.
Oh, my gosh.
And the cops showed up and made them
stop.
No,
I didn't see that. Oh,
and
awful.
You know what? It's not like it's not the cops' fault. He's not the judge. He's not the jury. He's not the legislator. He's not
right.
the governor. He didn't make up these rules. He has a job. He's trying to keep his own job, you know, so he can't. And
mm-hmm.
we need him. So we need him to keep his own job. But he doesn't want to be standing there telling those boys they can't play ball.
Right.
I mean, for all we know, he's a baseball coach himself for little kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't know. And so they're put in a horrible, horrible position. And unnecessarily at this point.
Right.
Because we are all smart enough. The whole point, like you said, was never, ever, ever to reduce the number of illnesses or reduce the number of deaths. It wasn't. Go back and read it. It was to slow and control. Now, happy collateral damage. We slowed down the number.
Mm-hmm.
We also slowed down or we also lessened, decreased
right.
the numbers, and we decreased the number of deaths. But to what end do we continue to hide from this? We can't.
Exactly. We cannot.
No.
And the word that you use so often is sustain,
yep.
sustainable. And this is just, it's just not.
It's not sustainable.
It's not.
No, in
it's,
no way, shape, or form. Because
harming,
now it's harming everything.
Oh, my gosh. It's mentally, mm-hmm. emotionally doing grave harm to mm-hmm. a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of, I know already of two businesses that have closed
mm-hmm.
Because of this.
Permanently.
And permanently. Yes.
Right.
Yes. Not just temp,
right.
you know, because of the orders, but permanently. And it's. Breaks my heart, and it just, when is this going to end? How many other businesses are we going to see go out?
Mm-hmm.
How many more people are going to be thinking about taking their own life because they can't provide for their family? They haven't gotten mm-hmm. unemployment yet. They don't qualify for the assisted, you know, programs that
mm-hmm.
the government has put out there. And it's just kind of like the hair salon, the hairdresser, was it in Texas?
Yeah.
That she opened up and she's like, I don't qualify for anything like that. I have to open up because I need to feed my kids.
And her stylists needed to feed their kids.
Yeah. What do you expect her to do?
Right.
And so I applaud her for doing
She's
what she
hero.
Felt was right.
Yep.
And
she stood
for her
up.
Family.
She, and she was
for
doing things
children.
Right.
Yes.
They were only letting one person in at a time. They were all masked. They were cleaning, you know, and things like that. Like,
it was
again,
cleaner.
She's
was,
an adult.
Yes.
Okay.
And the people that are going in are adults.
Right. And this brings me to my next point. So, one of the things that we said we were going to talk about was, in next week's podcasts, we were going to talk about the Constitution, we're going to talk about the immune system, and we're going to talk about the economy. So, but one thing I want to talk about here today is choices, right? So I posted on my Facebook page last Friday that I had to go to Menards last week.
Mm-hmm.
I had to go to Menards on Friday, actually. What I wanted was there, and the reason why I needed to get it from there was because it's in line with the style of the rest and the brand of mm-hmm. the rest of the things that I was buying, and so it needs to match.
Right.
Like, okay.
Yeah. Right.
So I can't go to another store. They don't have another
mm-hmm.
store. So plus it was $30, or it was like whatever it was off. It was on sale, and when I use my Menards card, I have a credit card from there because we go there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I get an additional discount. So I would save about like $29 and some change, almost $30.
Okay.
Yeah, I had to wear my mask. Okay. So here's the thing. This is what I posted. I don't mind wearing the mask, whatever. Because
you just don't.
It's not my business. Like, I don't run that business. Okay. So, but I'm not going to drive or go mess around looking for this somewhere else or have a big hissy fit. When all I have to do is throw a mask on, go in, get what I need, and
you can take it off.
Save $30.
Yes. And you can take it off immediately when you step foot out of the doors.
Right. And so all these people are saying, you're violating my constitutional rights. I have a right to go in your store without a mask on. No, you don't.
No. Uh-uh.
No. You absolutely do not have the right to do anything in a private business that they don't want you to do.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a problem with masks, then you have to show me where you've had a problem with the no shirt, no shoes, no service signs that you have seen all your lives. And you
Good
have
point.
To show me that you have a problem going golfing at a golf course that makes you wear a shirt with a collar.
True.
Or a restaurant where they have certain requirements like a jacket or no jeans or
mm-hmm.
whatever. Okay. So Menards, they're a private business.
Yes.
And then somebody said, well, they're not going to get my business. You know, I'm going to go to Home Depot. Okay. But there's a lot of people that instead of going to Home Depot, they're going to go to Menards. So, okay.
Exactly.
Like, you need to understand, these are the people that don't understand the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
The Constitution does not say you get to roam about the earth however you want, doing whatever you want with no regard for anybody else or their rights. That is not what that says. And Dan Sheridan next week is going to talk a little bit more about that. But, people don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have, it's a private
because
business.
People,
it's not a public place.
Right, right.
They're allowing you to come in. And you're a retail shopper. You are.
You need to respect the owners and
right.
what they have put in place for rules. Just like you can't walk out with anything that's
you can't
without
steal
paying for
anything either. Right. You have a problem
so
with that?
So it's like you have to follow their rules, and it's just become it's unbelievable the
unhinged.
Way that the people have come to expect that it is their right to do whatever they want. And it's not. It's
and
not
my,
their
you
right.
know, here's my question to you about roaming about and, you know, all of the sudden. I guess what I don't understand is that, you know, we had Winterfest here and there were tens of thousands of people from Chicago and Illinois and everywhere else.
Yeah, sure.
That
yes.
were here.
Which
and if
fantastic.
You are dumb enough to think that this virus wasn't roaming around back in around the hall, at the very least around the holidays in January
mm-hmm.
and February, before we really started going into, you know, mandates and stay at home orders and things like that. How did we not have some huge spike in illnesses when Winterfest was around?
Right.
I mean, how did we not get, how there were tens of thousands of people.
You know, somebody, my husband was sick.
Right.
Not to, you know, before all of this happened.
And we had several staff members that were sick over the holidays and all that kind
exactly.
of stuff.
Exactly.
We don't know what that was.
And it was not the, it was worse than flu.
It was worse.
It was not, it was seriously not the flu. He mm-hmm. had a flu shot, and I know that you can get a flu shot and you can still get the flu.
Right.
So right. you don't need to email, call, or whatever. But I'm just saying that it was worse, and it was the worst thing that he has ever been through for what he did, and for thinking like, God, is this the flu?
Right.
It was weird.
Yeah.
It was odd. And so
I think this is the second wave. I got to tell you, I mean, you think about it, and when people really think about, you know, the illness and the number of kids that were out of school. I mean, there were a lot of people sick there at the
right.
Again, just end of November or so, but really December and January.
Mm-hmm.
This probably is the second wave.
I think I'm wondering that as well.
But I will tell you this. The person that we're going to have talk about the immune system next week on our podcast is Paul McGraw. And if you have never seen what he does or the reason why he's an expert on the immune system and why he's qualified to talk about this, just Google Paul McGraw, Wisconsin or something, or find him on Facebook and mm-hmm. kind of trace him back, and you'll see why. I'm going to not spoil it and, you know, okay. kind of go over his
introduction.
We go. But, yeah, he'll you know, again, I don't think that common sense has prevailed in this. I don't think that we are trusting our instincts, and I don't think that and I think that some of the decisions that have been made have been far, far more detrimental both to the economy and our health
mm-hmm.
than what it would be.
Right.
You know, I personally know someone who died from this, but I have to guess that I honestly don't think that even that person would be saying to continue this the way we are.
Interesting. Interesting.
I did, in spite of that fact. So next week's information will be really interesting. Like I said, each one of those podcasts will focus on something, mm-hmm. solely focus on the difference. But then toward the end, we will show how these things are actually integrated together,
mm-hmm.
you know, with this and causing this domino effect of, you know, just a complete loss. In my opinion right now, it's just a complete loss of sanity. I mean, it really is. We have got to stop being so knee-jerk scared. This is no...
And we need to stop being told what to do and how to live our lives. And if we can go to a park, if we can open up our businesses, if we can not live our lives as we were before this happened 8-9 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
it needs to get back.
If we don't start getting back, you know, you got to follow the money. You got to follow, you know, you understand that. This is detrimental to your kid's school, and if your house catches on fire, there's not enough firefighters to come and fight the fight. You know, this is this huge vicious circle. We have to get out of it.
We do. They are saying that. I mean, unemployment isn't it as it was during the was it the plague? Like how many years ago?
Right.
Like the Depression, the Great Depression.
But here's my take on that. While I believe that we should definitely be looking at those numbers and be obviously extremely upset and concerned and scared for those numbers,
mm-hmm.
what we have to remember is those people aren't necessarily unemployed because, you know, in the normal sense of the word, because this is temporary. And most times when you go and you apply for unemployment, you don't necessarily have a light at the end of the tunnel. You don't necessarily know if your job, that particular job isn't coming back most times. This time, though, you're talking about companies that had to say you have been let go because there was no other way to provide those people with a benefit
mm-hmm.
except to send them to the unemployment line. You know, let's just take, for example, Grand Geneva. Nobody's working at Grand Geneva right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all the rooms are shut down. I mean, they're cleaning and they've got this, but they don't obviously have, they
right.
don't have wait staff. They
it's
don't have
probably a scarecrow staff.
Exactly.
Obviously, you know.
Skeleton staff, you mean?
Or a scarecrow. Skeleton. Yeah, it's a skeleton
God,
crew.
I missed you.
A skeleton crew.
Right.
Scarecrow.
Scarecrow.
We're going to go with skeleton, though, today.
And so, but they, how were they supposed to get those people any type of benefits
right.
in the interim until we have a plan to move forward? So I don't think that we should, I think that we should remember that when we're talking about these unemployment numbers. And to me, again, my opinion, this is why the stock market hasn't just completely crashed, is because people who know the stock market and who play in the stock market, mm-hmm. Those people know that those unemployment numbers are very temporary. The moment we get the go-ahead, you watch how that percentage drops. You cannot panic about the unemployment numbers right now because it is in no way close to being reality long term.
Mm-hmm.
This is a short term.
I tell you. I mean, have you seen
I mean, to say that Grand Geneva and Lake Lawn and all these other places aren't going to, I mean, just in Walworth County alone, can you imagine how many thousands of people are out of work right now, simply temporarily laid off
mm-hmm.
because they've been given no direction by Governor Evers or because of this extension that's probably unlawful?
Exactly.
Whatever. So this is not a true unemployment number. It's
right.
not a true unemployment number.
You know,
you can look at the number of people who aren't getting up and going to work every day, but that doesn't mean they're unemployed.
Mm-hmm.
It's temporary.
Temporary, correct. Right.
So,
you're right about that. That's a different way of looking at it, and you're right about that.
It's not. It's not permanent, and it's not normal.
Yes. It's not normal at all.
God.
There was a 8-block line, probably in New York, for food at a food pantry.
You know what? We're going to talk about that when we come back. We're going to take a quick commercial break because we're going to talk a little bit about the media. Okay.
Perfect.
And what, because when you say that, my immediate response is something
completely different.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So we're going to talk a little bit about that too when we come back. You're listening to Life Matters right here on Lake 96.1.
Life Matters continues on Lake 96.1.
Welcome back to Life Matters on this. This will not be an extended edition today. Yes, it will.
On Mother's Day.
We lose track of the time.
On Mom's Day.
We lose track of the time. But to finish our conversation or to go a little bit further into our conversation, actually, about what Melody brought up before the break, you said that there was
an 8-block line of people waiting for food distribution.
I'm not sure I believe that.
Why?
Because the media has been caught over the last couple months, especially on many occasions, doctoring footage, creating footage.
Yes. Yeah. I saw the one where they passed off whether it was China or Italy's footage, acting as if it was in New York City, an emergency room.
Yes.
Hospital.
Yes.
And it was not. It was a different country.
Right. And then they've also done that with the beaches. And then they turn around
yes.
and said it was some kind of Facebook or internet glitch or something that, you know, the same people were walking on beaches a couple days apart in the same clothes.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And
so what you have to understand is that many, many, many of us use stock photos to do things. And that's understandable. But they didn't label it that way.
No, not at all.
They pass these pictures off as these same people are not adhering to the restrictions on this coast as this coast. And it's the same people in the picture. I mean, it's clear. But no, CBS got caught. They used a cameraman or another person that wasn't a nurse. They put him in scrubs and a mask and
no.
held up a sign like he was protesting or something. And he was a plant. He wasn't somebody that was actually a nurse or a doctor protesting. So, and they've been caught on a few things. So it's, you know, this is part of the other, this is part of the problem is that nobody knows what to believe.
No, exactly.
Right.
Exactly. And you can do your own research, but then, you just keep going into this hole where.
But you do your research and then, but where do you look? Where are you supposed to look?
Mm-hmm. I know. Like, do you read another different opinion that is actually
right.
their opinion and not a news story?
Because even the CDC contradicts themselves or contradicts what everybody's telling you.
Right.
You know, the Surgeon General has said, don't bother with your masks. That's not an effective solution. Mm-hmm. And so has the CDC. But yet people are still walking around wearing masks because they think that's OK. And that's one of the things we're going to talk about with Paul McGraw next week is that, this is why we tell kids to go play in the dirt. This is why we tell them to go eat dirt is because you have to have these things. This is why you get immunized.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you do understand when you get immunized, they inject you with the disease so that your body can build up antibodies.
Mm-hmm.
Other things that your own body has suppressed, you have been exposed to through other things, whether it's somebody that's coughed or sneezed or, it's just whatever, wherever you came in contact with it, you've been exposed to it tiny little bits by tiny little bits. And so your body has built up its defense.
Right.
Well, if you don't go out there and you get those little bits and tiny pieces of exposure, your body can't, and you'll get sicker.
Well, and we've all been in our homes for the most part.
Right.
I mean, for the most part.
Right.
A lot of people have. And so it's not a good thing to do. It's not a good way to, I think, approach this. Because like I said, we were talking about this earlier, that we flattened the curve. We did what we were supposed to be doing.
We're ahead of the game.
And we definitely are ahead of the game. And where do we go from here?
And another thing about vaccines, you also, to think that we're going to wait to get back to, quote, normal. And I will just tell you this, that I refuse to believe new normal. I'm not using the word new normal. There's not going to be a new normal. Okay, we're not going to go around wearing face masks.
No.
You're not going to find the next door pub at 50% capacity every Friday and Saturday. That's just not going to happen. It's just not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But, and so I reject the idea of a, quote, new normal. The problem is that even if they come up with a vaccine, first of all, if they come up with a vaccine anytime soon, are you going to get it knowing that they came up with it and tested it or whatever within a matter of weeks instead of a longer period of time? Mm-hmm. That's number one. Number two, I just won't get it. I rarely get a flu shot.
I had a flu shot just because I was in the hospital.
Me too.
That was the only reason why I have had it. I haven't gotten one for the last time that I had one.
I got really sick.
My company paid for it.
Right.
And that was years and years and years ago.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I'll do it.
It's
nice to have a choice to
right.
be able to do that. If you don't want to, don't. I don't care.
If the government starts forcing you to get vaccinated, you need to ask yourself,
right.
Do I still live in a free country?
And I'm just not so sure. I don't know. I haven't even had time to think about this as far as getting your temperature taken when you walk in anywhere after this opens up.
Can I just tell you that
Can we talk about that?
Yeah. You're not taking my temperature. And let me tell you why. Number one, menopause. I have no idea.
Yes. Hello.
I have no idea.
Oh, my God. I'm getting hot right now.
What my temperature will be at any given moment.
Absolutely.
Second of all, even like during this thing, I got a kidney infection again. I have kidney infections all the time. Guess what? Supposedly, I get a mild low-grade fever when I have them. I rarely catch myself with a fever. Right. But like HIPAA, hello. None of your business what my temperature is.
Right.
And you know what? So many people are asymptomatic and never even have a fever or anything. That doesn't even work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it doesn't even work.
So
big deal. You took my temperature. I'm having a hot flash.
One of the airlines just started doing that. They just are going to implement that. It's not JetBlue. It is.
It doesn't matter. Like,
I know, but I'm just like, really? Like, they are doing that.
Because any doctor will tell you, not everybody gets a fever.
And right. And also,
what's the point? You can have
your body temperature runs differently than what is so-called a normal temperature.
Right. Well, that's
boom. Yeah. That's it. Like, come on.
So, I mean, none of these are solutions. These are just like Band-Aids. You know, they're like Band-Aids.
A dumb Band-Aid for that one. Like, I don't want my temperature taken.
Here's the ultimate issue. What can we do to stop feeding the fear? Right.
Mm-hmm.
What can businesses do and what can people do to stop feeding the fear? Because that's what you're doing. you're not taking into consideration all of the parameters in the situation, you know. And when you see things like the governor extending, you know, the stay at home another 30 days until Memorial Day weekend and doing all of these things, it's clear that because of the, again, collateral damage that will and already has happened, mm-hmm. that not all of the bases have been covered here as far as what you, the information that you use to make your decision. And, you know, that's a very dangerous power to have. And not to consider all of the information. And I would go on to talk about what's going on nationally, you know, like Trump's plan and all that kind of stuff. But the fact of the matter is that he knows there's not a one size fit all solution. And so he has left it up to the government or the states, the state, local government. It's, you know, much like we didn't need everything to combat this over the last few weeks that New York did or that Florida did or whatever. Like we didn't. So we, why would you send, okay, every state gets 5,000 ventilators. You get a ventilator and you get a ventilator. No, because we didn't need them. Mm-mm. We still don't need them and we're not going to need them. You could open the doors to absolutely everything tomorrow and we would still not need all of these ventilators and all of these hospital beds and all of these things. Well, we've already proven that.
Exactly. And for the hot spot that Milwaukee is, they didn't have to use the temporary hospital that they set up at
State Fair Park.
State Fair Park. Right. And like all of that money.
The only reason why Milwaukee is starting or has been or whatever kind of a hot spot is because it's proximity to O'Hare. Let's think about it. You've got two airports right there. Mitchell and O'Hare, and, you know, they're living on top of each other in Milwaukee. They're living on top of each other in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you've got the airports of international people going in and out of Chicago
right.
all of the time.
True.
And then, I mean, you know, the Milwaukee, I mean, you don't see those kind of numbers anywhere else, really, in mm-hmm. Wisconsin. It has to do with the densely, you know, how dense
densely
the population
populated,
is.
Right.
And what your particular representative slash leader did to in the early phases to help combat this. But again, what we need here in Lake Geneva in order to keep our citizens and our businesses open and healthy and our economy strong enough to support everyone is not the same thing that they need in Oconomowoc.
Right.
And so.
Or north. Like,
oh
you
my
know,
gosh.
Northern Wisconsin.
Can you believe? Can you believe the restrictions put on those people that have been 100% unaffected by this?
No. Like, I would be. I'm livid for them. I'm just livid for them. Like, I'm livid for us here right now because this has gone far beyond time and that we should be still safer at home.
The thing is that we need to let the people who want to and can go back to work. And then because otherwise if we don't, we can't take care of those of you who can't.
Mm-hmm.
Like we can't take care of you.
Right.
You know, we can't donate to charities. We can't go out and about and, you know, deliver food to you
mm-hmm.
or whatever. Like, we need to be able to open up the opportunity for us to get back to where we need to closer to our normal so that we can help you get through this until you can get back closer to you. Shutting everybody out and shutting everybody down, that's not working. And explain to me why Walmart hasn't had a million people. Explain to me why Target hasn't had a million people with this.
Home Depot.
You know why? I'll tell you why. Because those people are around other people all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And their immune systems have been built up because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're constantly around sick people. Because sick people can't even figure out what kind of pants to wear to Walmart, let alone whether or not to go if you have the sniffles or strep throat.
Exactly.
So those people have strong, they are strong. They are going to forge through this with minimal issue. because they've already been exposed to all of these things in the general public, again, because people can't even figure out what pants to wear. So let the rest of us go.
Right. I don't understand that either. I don't understand the whole deal of Walmart and other stores can't be open.
I know.
I don't understand why I can't
go to Clearwater Outdoor and buy a t-shirt or something right now when there's fewer people that will fit in there anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But I can go to Walmart and buy it.
Absolutely.
It's unacceptable.
It is. I completely agree.
Unacceptable.
I completely agree.
It's unacceptable. Why can't I go sit outside at Champs Beer Garden?
Because they have food. That's it. That's because they are, you know, they're a grocery store. And that's why that they're, I know.
Clothes are necessary.
Absolutely.
Clothes are essential.
I know. I would think, I'm right there with you.
There's no rhyme or reason to what's been done.
Nope.
There's no rhyme or reason to have, and I get the end goal, but you remember, we were promised
mm-hmm.
that if we adhered to this for a little while in order to get control and to figure out how we had to handle this, that we would be able to go back to normal.
Right.
And that promise has been broken.
Absolutely. It has. If we were to slow the spread, which we have.
Right. If you're waiting for a vaccine or you're waiting for this to go away, you better get a hell of a lot more toilet paper than you already have.
Start living in a bubble
you're
then.
You're never going to come back out of your house.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can tell you right now, if a vaccine is offered.
Healthy as well.
Right.
It's so unhealthy. You have to get out. You just have to.
If a vaccine is offered, I will not get it. I will not take it. I won't. I wouldn't trust it.
Mm-hmm.
I just wouldn't take it. I just wouldn't get it.
And it's great that you have a right to.
Yeah.
You know, or are they going to force us to?
They can't.
Take a, are you?
Or what?
Or, I don't know. Are they going to?
What are they
going
to do to me?
They're forcing us to stay in our homes.
Well, they're not.
Well, no, we can walk about and things like that. Yes, we can go.
But ultimately, if we all opened the door and walked out of our houses and went back to work, what the hell are they going to do?
I mean, if you can in a bar open without them
having
your liquor license,
but
they're taking away your right. No, I know.
What are they going to do?
Right, exactly. I
know. Like, seriously, if you open your flower shop, what are they going to do? I mean, this is insane.
Mm-hmm.
This is insane.
And I tell you,
Fleming's, if you go in there, what are they going to do to him? Clearwater, all of these people, what are they going to do? You can't arrest us all. You can't cite us all. I mean, we're going to go in there in mass numbers with tickets and citations that we want overturned. Are you going to say no to all these people?
Mm-hmm.
How long do you want your job? So, I mean, it's just, we all have to. I can't help my neighbor if I am down as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if I don't have the money for gas to go to the store to get groceries for her because she can't go outside or she can't go out in this, then, okay, now we're both in trouble.
Right.
So this is just the people who have been making these decisions have gotten us in this circle that if we don't start pushing back a little, we're never going to get out of. We're never going to get out of. And so I don't know.
It's so
vaccine
past the
time. Isn't the answer just because there are people that won't get it.
And it's not the answer right now. We don't have it. So
right.
It's like we need to figure this out and figure it out fast before we lose more lives than what the virus is going to take.
Absolutely.
That's plain and simple.
Absolutely.
And to provide for our families and for our friends and who can't.
Right.
You know,
you
were saying.
If you need to stay inside, stay inside.
Yes.
If you need to continue to isolate, absolutely do that. But I can't help you if I have to do that too. Like,
mm-hmm.
I am happy to bring you things. I am happy to do your shopping for you. I am happy to take you to whatever. But I can't do that if I'm also not, like,
let us work.
You're forcing me. Yes.
Let us work.
Right.
Let us go back to work.
And nobody wants a government check. Nobody.
No. No.
Nobody. No one.
Well, I beg to differ. I think there's probably a few people out there that do.
But
as far as for my friends and family, no.
No.
And the people that right here, no.
We don't want to go back to work.
We're
proud of ourselves.
We are ready to go back and want to get back. So open the economy,
mm-hmm.
plain and simple.
Yeah. Anyway, when we get back, one last segment, we're going to talk about the shaming of people and snitching and things like that, you know, including, you know, we're going to go back and talk just a little bit about the hairdresser in Texas and being jailed and stuff. So we'll get to that right after this, right here on Life Matters on Lake 96.1.
Life Matters continues on Lake 96.1.
And now for another edition of Don't Even Get Me Started. Should be a drum roll. I know. The whole show. The whole show was a Don't Even Get Me Started. And I don't want anybody to think that we're not sensitive or sympathetic to people who do believe that they need to protect themselves and that they're vulnerable and all that.
Gosh.
You need to understand that what we're saying is that the majority, the vast majority of people do not qualify under those circumstances. And in order for us to take care of you and those who are vulnerable, we have to be allowed to get back to it. Okay. And so this is compromising the able-bodied people's ability to help those who can't help themselves.
I don't expect my mom and dad to go out. My mom, you know, I'd rather have them in. But as far as for me, my husband, my kids, they're healthy, they're young. It's time, you know, definitely they need to get out and work. Definitely.
Right. I mean, it's just it's and the stress is killing everybody. I mean, it's just.
Can I tell you, that is so true. That is so true. Mm-hmm. I think that this last week, a couple weeks ago, it's just like the weird, it's just very strange, the different emotions and the different feelings that you have going through each week as this thing has been dragging on. Sad, scared,
angry,
depressed, going back to angry again and wanting to become defiant. And it's, you know, and that's, I don't want to become that. I mean, thankfully, I've been out working every single day. So
has Larry still been living in the garage?
He's been living in the garage.
Right.
Yes.
Ty and I are still living in two separate houses next door to each other.
I mean, and that's, you know, look at this. I mean, I'm assuming this is affecting not only people's mental health.
Domestic violence is up.
And think about the children that are enduring a lot of things that we don't know what's happening behind closed doors. Not enough food for, you know.
Right.
It has to end.
It does. It has to end. And, people also need to stop snitching on each other.
Amen.
I mean, seriously.
Amen.
So I mentioned earlier in the show about this Appleton police officer who had to go and tell this baseball team that they couldn't practice anymore on the open wide baseball field outdoors. They were practicing social distancing, but they were this police officer had to tell them, OK, well, who snitched on the kids?
On the kids.
Do you not have anything better to do? Mind your own business. If 20 people aren't showing up at your house to compromise your life, then butt out.
Yep.
Okay. Like the Lake Geneva Police Department did not even remotely want to go to the Project Muscle Veterans Gym.
Sure. Yes. Yes. I'm
In
glad you
no
brought that
way,
up.
Shape, or form did they want to go even have to have a conversation with those people. But
who
because
snitched?
somebody
right.
said, oh my God, those guys are open and they're non-essential.
They're not supposed to be there.
Hey, butt out. Okay. Stop snitching on people. Stop it. And the other thing I wanted to talk about. So there was the lady in Kenosha that tried to get into the board meeting.
Yeah.
And the police wouldn't let her. I think they're going to figure out that that was completely wrong. That was a violation. That, in fact, was a violation because they had never said that no one was allowed. They just asked for people
to not attend.
Come. Right.
Like they were doing
But she
it.
Was allowed.
Yep.
Technically.
Mm-hmm.
And so the forceful removal of her was a really bad decision. Mm-hmm. I don't know who made that decision. And I feel bad for those involved because, again, I believe that law enforcement and first responders are in a horrific, horrifically horrible place in this. but that was a really bad decision. You have a bar owner in Texas that was given citations and told she had to shut down and all of this, you know, same reason. You have the salon owner that went to jail down in Texas. Can somebody please tell me why it's all these women that are standing up?
This is so true. Good point.
You want to leave it with that?
Yep. I'm fine with that.
How many of the moms out there are standing here saying this is not how
it's
we run this area? How many moms out there are trying to parent the situation with common sense and knowledge and experience and are being completely frustrated, and they're the ones that are standing up saying, hey, uh-uh, and they're mama-bearing this whole thing? You go, ladies.
I think it's perfect. I think it's perfect the way that you said that, especially on Mother's Day.
Yep. And happy Mother's Day to all of you. Do not be a wimp. Stand up for it. We will be back next week, and we will give more information on the Lake 96.1 Facebook page and the Life Matters Facebook page, and probably maybe even Good Morning Wisconsin. We'll share it as well about the podcast next week. Remember, we have Paul McGraw, and we have Dan Sheridan, and we're hoping to have a very prominent local businessman who has agreed to, we're just working out the details. We just want to make sure that we're going to be able to get him in on his schedule and all of that.
Excellent.
And so we will announce that later on. But we're going to talk about all of this and give you some facts and give you, yes, it's going to be opinion, but
it's
going to be
a big week.
Yeah, well worth it. Absolutely well worth it. In the meantime, have a great Mother's Day, everybody, including you, Melody.
Thank you. You too. Aww. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. And we'll see you next week on Life Matters. Oh, by the way, next week, you know who we have? We have somebody from the U.S. Census Department.
Oh, do we?
We do. Because, yeah, because, you know, while we're doing all of this, you know, the census is going on.
Right. Yeah. So apparently we do all have time to probably fill that out.
Yes, we do.
More than enough
time. We do.
Time.
And, you know, Wisconsin returning, actually, Walworth County, in specifically Walworth County, is 10% behind returning their census forms.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
People, what are you doing out there?
I don't know. Get it done. I don't know, but we'll give you the reasons why you want to be counted.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. But that's coming up next week on Life Matters, so tune in. In the meantime, we'll see you next week with our podcast, and have a great Mother's Day. Coming up, more music right here on Lake 96.1.